Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Mo Irvine, prison ministry missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God is doing in her life.
Today's gospel comes from Luke chapter 4, 14 through 22. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus goes into the synagogue and is proclaiming Isaiah 61, which is all about proclaiming liberty to captives and proclaiming a year acceptable to the Lord, bringing sight to the blind, letting the oppressed go free. And there are two main things that stick out to me. The weight of words. Okay, so he's proclaiming this to people, and he said that it's fulfilled in their hearing. And he's talking about the importance of proclaiming liberty to captives. So the power of words. Because if you say, "Be free," to someone who's a captive, it doesn't make them free, right? Their chains don't go away. Whatever restricts them doesn't just disappear because you say it. But it's in what you choose to say to them that can bring true freedom. So many times when I'm talking to men in the prison, I'll talk about the difference between exterior freedom and interior freedom. You can be physically free. You can be out on the streets, able to do, in a sense, whatever you want. You could get in trouble for it or not, but you have this freedom. But something that's more important is this interior freedom of not letting what's going on outside of you dictate what happens inside of you. Even just this week, I was visiting with a man who was saying that all he wanted to do was get out of prison, but he wasn't going to change his ways. He still wanted to do drugs. He still wanted to live the same lifestyle that he'd been living. And then I just talked about, well, what's the difference then? Like, you're saying you want to get out of prison, but you're still enslaved. You're still incarcerated by your addictions and this lifestyle that you've been living. And he just started to think about that of, oh, I can be out and be quote unquote free, but not really be free. And then I started to ask the question of him, how can you be free in here even when you are incarcerated? And it was just something for him that he needed to process and think about of, okay, do I want to be free? And what's actually the bigger freedom? Just being outside of these walls or what happens inside? That's got me thinking, how do I proclaim liberty to people who are captive? What words can I say that will bring freedom to them? And even just looking at the culture and how it tends to just pick you apart and point out your flaws and what you can do better, which in some sense, that's important to be able to better ourselves and to see areas where we can really grow. But oftentimes we just lack that encouragement of what we're doing good and to affirm how far we've come already. And I don't know, it's that moment when someone encourages you that you don't really know, or it's just out of the blue. It just really shifts of like, oh, wow, thank you. You're pointing out something that maybe I didn't even see in myself, a good that I was doing that I'm in a habit of doing, or It's just some small thing, but you noticed and it was a good. And that brings a sense of freedom of like, you know, I have a long ways to go. I need to grow a lot, but I am growing and I am doing good now. And that brings a sense of freedom. So I just want to encourage you to reflect on how the Lord might be asking you to be more free interiorly and how you can proclaim that freedom to others through encouragement or some truth that you can speak to them that's in charity that will just bring freedom in their life. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our freedom, for speaking freedom into our lives, for proclaiming truth. And I ask that it be rooted more deeply in our hearts, the freedom that comes from you. And give us the boldness and the strength to proclaim you to others, that their chains and anything that might restrict them would fall away and they may see the truth of who you are and go free from anything that oppresses them.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.